College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I tell you what, I don't know if I should be happy or overwhelmed with tears of joy. A little bit of me wants to just lay out and cry. It is 12:08. It is Saturday, December 7th. Happy holidays to you and your family. You're listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. And if you're wondering why I'm so emotional, yes, I took my medicine this morning and I am going through menopause, but neither of those are the reason. I am at a place that I only dreamed about, that I prayed about and asked God to send me something like this for my children. And I'm sitting in it, doing my show live from it in Woodbury. I am at We Rock the Spectrum Woodbury. It is the franchise location here in Woodbury, right off Wooddale Drive. And it is an indoor playground for kids with autism. The floor is matted. It has all the sensory toys that you can shake a stick at. And it's not just for young children, right? Because I have a 10-year-old, 11-year-old, and a 12-year-old who are all on the spectrum. Well, they've got a teen room. And today is the grand opening. And I brought my kids in here. And I'm telling y'all, I could have cried. Because as a parent, when you take your autistic child to the park or the playground or an indoor park, and they start stimming or they get overstimulated or they can't hold it together and they burst out and start crying, parents look at you funny. And then other kids start treating your kids funny. And by funny, I mean different. And then you grab your child because you don't want to interrupt or disturb anybody else's good time. And you start apologizing for your child. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Excuse me. I'm so sorry, you guys. I apologize. And then the kids who may be having a good time who are with you. Now, we all got to go home and we all got to start over, right? Not today. Not anymore. Not in the Twin Cities. We Rock the Spectrum Woodbury is a place where you can bring your autistic children and grandchildren and nieces and nephews to play for hours in a safe indoor park. And I'm so proud to say that I actually know the owner. She is like a sister to me. And I know that this was no small feat. This is a labor of love. And she has taken care to open these doors and to build this place, not just for my kids and her kids, but all kids on the spectrum. And so I want to welcome Josephine Martinez. She's joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Josephine, this was a labor of love. I mean, you got all the toys. You got healthy snacks in the vending machine. You got toys that people can buy. You got the clown. You got the workers. They're being so gentle with the kids. It is a beautiful day. Like I said, this is something that I pray for, and you answered my prayer.
Thank you, Shaletta. Yes, this is a dream come true for me because, as you know, I myself have 6 sons, and all of them have a diagnosis of autism. And so finding safe places to play was a feat, right? You know, because as you say, you know, when our children are little, they receive a lot more grace, right? You know, when you've got the 4-year-old who's thrown himself to the ground because he's overstimulated, people have a little more grace. But when you have the 14-year-old who throws himself to the ground, and so much of the population doesn't understand how difficult, you know, the world can be for our children. That's definitely something that, as a parent, hurts. You don't want your child to stand out. You don't want your child to be looked at differently, any of that. And so to have somewhere safe to bring them where other parents go, yep, I know. I absolutely get it. My kid does that too. Do you need help? That is something priceless for parents like you and myself.
And I walked in here and I got here almost when it opened, and there were already parents here lined up waiting to get in with their autistic children. What's been the feedback from parents who have brought their kids here?
Everything's been overwhelmingly positive. People have been so excited that there's essentially finally a place where our kids can go and play safely and, you know, grab a cup of coffee and sit at our bar and not worry, because you can see the entire gym. You can see your child is on the zip slider, or they're, you know, playing in the arts and crafts area, or, you know, they're on a swing. You can do that here as a parent, because we get it. We're parents ourselves, and you know, this is our life. So we understand sort of from the child's perspective.
Yeah.
Perspective.
Yeah. And you know, it's beautiful, because while I sit in here and do my show in your sensory room, where kids can come and calm down and cool down, get back to baseline, and then go back out there and finish playing, Sean's sitting there eating a cookie. And he's watching the kids, and he has a line of sight on all three kids at once. And that's a big deal, because a lot of times when we take our kids to playgrounds, the designers are not intentional. And so there may be three or four exit points. There may be rooms or doors or places where they can go where we lose a line of sight. And that's how our children who wander escape and wind up running out to a lake or running out into the middle of the street. And it's one way in, one way out. Everything is locked down, and the parents can sit in one spot and see everything all at once. Talk to me about how important that is.
I mean, it's vital. It's vital because, like you say, so many other play places aren't designed that way, aren't designed with, you know, parents' peace of mind and also children's safety. I mean, a lot of us have elopers. You know, I have a child who will absolutely sneak out a side door if given the opportunity. And so here, I don't have to worry. I say, go and play. And at any moment, I can turn my head and I can see where all my children are.
It is beautiful. I got to take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, Josephine, I want you to stick with me, because this was a labor of love for you. You have six kids with autism. You have a husband. You have a house. You've got dishes to wash. You've got lots of laundry to do. But when you moved here from Georgia, this was the first thing that you told me. You wanted to create not just a place where the kids could play, but a community for parents. We're exchanging phone numbers. We're talking. We're sharing stories. We're hugging. It feels like we are home. And this was not an easy feat. So I want to talk to you about that, what it took to put something like this together, and how the heck did you get it done with six kids and a husband? More with Josephine when we come back. She's so inspiring. She's so amazing. She's Josephine Martinez, the owner of the brand spanking new We Rock the Spectrum in Woodbury, an indoor playground for kids with autism. And she is joining me now on the Shaletta Show on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, continuing our conversation about this village that she's built. Now, look, Josephine. I just need to put everything in perspective from people. You are not a native Minnesotan. You and I met, like a year or two ago, 2 years ago, at a retreat for parents who have kids with autism. We immediately bonded, and I started telling you about all the services that they have for kids with autism here in Minnesota. You were living in Georgia at the time, and girl, you packed up and moved like the Beverly Hillbillies. So you've built this community in several months. You have not been here that long, and you've gotten a buy-in from all these moms and dads and grandparents to build this village, and your indoor playground is packed today. I mean, it's beautiful to see all the families coming in with their autistic children. They're playing. How did you build this community of people in such a short time, being that you just moved to Minnesota from Georgia?
Well, you know, Shaletta, nobody does anything alone, right? And that's very true. We Rock the Spectrum Corporate has been vital to our success as we have built this, as well as our landlord, Fallbrook Partners. They have been so supportive, so incredible, and amazing to work with as we have built this out, because this was literally an empty warehouse when we first saw it. It was completely gutted, And they came in and they, I mean, you see it now. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, it is beautiful. I've been taking pictures. I've been getting video. I've been posting it online for any parents or grandparents who have kids in their lives, caregivers who are autistic. And you know the challenge and the struggle you face going to a playground, going to an indoor park, going anywhere, period, and how you have to apologize and how you have to leave early and how you are on edge when you go there and you're on guard because you're afraid and you don't want your child to elope and run out and drown in a lake or run out in the middle of the street. This facility that you've set up is so perfect. It is exactly what we didn't know we needed. And I'm trying to figure out how in the hell did you do it? Because you have six boys, okay? Yes. Now, anybody knows six boys is already a lot, but all six of your children are on the spectrum. How did you manage to do this? Because I'm going to tell you something. I would have just found some stuff for my kids and hell with everybody else's if I got six kids. You designed a place for your kids to come and have fun and be safe, but not just your kids, but all of our kids.
Yes. Yeah. You know, I've always said that something that we need in this world is more kindness and more acceptance. But if if you put a child like mine, or I have a nonverbal child, and if you put him in a classroom all day long with peers like himself, no one's going to know about him. The neurotypical children aren't going to know. They're not going to know how to interact with what they do. And, you know, that's where we face so many difficulties, that not understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, here we've had so much acceptance. Really, the community has welcomed us with open arms. And I have found more support and more acceptance here than I ever did in Georgia. And that's been, I think, vital to creating this for us as well. Because, you know, if the community didn't need it, that would be something different then. We wouldn't necessarily be here. But the community needs it. You know, as you know, we're located next to the Achievement Center. Also fantastic place. And, you know, something I see often in that room is the neurotypical siblings sitting around and waiting for their other sibling. And why can't I go play in the gym too? And so that's something else we wanted to create. We wanted to create a space where, yes, we cater to the autistic or the disabled individual, but we also cater to other children as well. We want our neurotypical friends to join us. We want our neurotypical friends to play. We want to involve them in our lives because the more support and caring and understanding we have for each other, the better place the world is.
It is a beautiful place. I've got people texting me now. It's We Rock the Spectrum in Woodbury on Wooddale Drive, right off of 494. It's very easy to get to. Family Achievement Center is on the other side of the parking lot. You've got great signage pointing people to the back of the building, and the parking is great. You can, you know, drive right up. Now, somebody just texted me and they want to know how it works, because today the fee is waived. So if you're looking for something free and fun for your kids to do, come on out, because it is amazing. They got cookies, they got clowns, they got face paint, they got balloon animals, and they got lots of fun for your kids and teens on the spectrum. But also, you know, you're going to be here beyond today. So people are texting and they want to know, is it a membership-based services? Can they come and play for the day to check it out before they sign up? How does it work, Josephine?
So you can come in and do what we have most days is called open play. And you come in and it's $18.99 for 2 hours. You come and play. It's mostly on an honor system. We just ask that, you know, if it's full, to please be careful of your time, so that we can allow time for everyone to come and play. Our capacity is 60, though, so we do have plenty of space. And we do have monthly memberships available. They start at $250 for one child. But the wonderful thing about our monthly memberships is there's no limit to when you can come play. As long as the gym is open, you're welcome to come and play. We'll also offer birthday services. We are working on getting approved by the state of Minnesota to be on their waiver program so that you can use your waiver funds for your membership or for respite, which we hope to offer soon, and summer camp. We will have summer camp in the summertime. All those things that our children can't go and do, we will have that here available for your child.
That is beautiful. Okay, tell people how they can get in touch with you. Give them the address, give them the website, give them the phone number, because they're blowing my phone up like I'm Google. I'm not Google, okay? She is going to tell you where to get this, because this is something that parents and grandparents and caregivers who have kids on the spectrum, who most of the times on the weekend sit at home because you're too exhausted to go anywhere. You don't have the strength of the energy to chase them around at a park or indoor playground, especially when it gets cold outside, then your options get a lot more limited. This place is perfect to keep them engaged, make them run, make them tired so they can go home and take a nap and you can get some dishes done. Yeah, let them know, girl, where you at.
So we are located at 2101 Wooddale Drive. We are Suite E, so we are located at the back of the building. And like you mentioned before, we are in Woodbury. And we have a Facebook page. We have an Instagram page. You can check us out there. We also have a TikTok page. So if you're more into TikTok, you can always check us out there. And we also have a website. So you can also check us out there. And you can do a lot of things on the website. You can sign up for a time to come play, and we obviously honor those reservations. You can book the initial part of the birthday party. You can book it online. If you want to do camp and all that, that will be able to be registered online. You can also call us. We have a phone number, and we are available most of the time. It's 651-760-7625. You could email me. We're info@werockthespectrumwoodbury.com, and we can help you out that way as well.
Okay, now what is the one day 2 hour play is $18.99?
That's correct.
Okay, $18.99 for 2 hours for one child. Okay,
and we do, here's, you know, and like I said, we don't monitor. It's more based on an honor system, really. Mm-hmm. You know, we ask that people be mindful of their time if we're full.
Yeah, and it's werockthespectrumwoodbury.com, and you can go there, WOODBURY, and you can get information about open play, scheduled time, parties, classes, and just get more information about We Rock the Spectrum Woodbury, about Josephine and her husband, Oliver, who's going to be joining us later in the show. Okay, here's what I want to do. Here's what I want to do, because I want to bless you, and I want to bless some families. So, the next 10 parents who call Josephine at We Rock the Spectrum Woodbury at 651-760-7625, I am going to pay for your child to get 2 hours of play. Just give Josephine your name, phone number, and email address. The next 10 people to call 651-760-7625. Give Josephine your information, and I'm going to treat you and your autistic child to 2 hours of free play here at We Rock the Spectrum Woodbury, an indoor spot and a play place for kids with autism. Josephine, I hope you got somebody on the phone line, girl, because they're about to blow you up.
We do. We actually have corporate here today. If you come in today, you can meet our CEO. And you, later on, we'll also have Kate of Finding Cooper's Voice will stop by. We'll be here.
Yeah. And what time are you going to be closing? Because there's some folks who are texting me right now. They said they're out running errands. They're going to do lunch, and they want to know if we're going to still be open. What time are you closing today?
Today we're closing at 5, but normally our winter hours are until 6 p.m.
Okay. All right. Well, y'all got it till 5 o'clock. Get your lunch in. Come down here. Say hi to me. Say hi to Josephine. But be sure to call 651-760-7625. And the first 10 people to call, I got you for a free 2 hour playtime for your autistic child. Josephine, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Shaletta. I appreciate you.
All right. You all stick around. There's more to come. There are just some people that I cannot get enough of their perspective. Like, I could listen to them talk all day. And one of those people is Lambert Fisher, which is why I subscribe to his podcast, The Diversity Dude. Every single week, Lambert gives us his perspective about what is going on in the world of diversity, equity, and inclusion. And there has been a lot. Okay. And so he put out a podcast recently, and I tell you, the comment section is buzzing. The likes and thumbs up are buzzing and blinking and the thumbs down too. I'm not sure how he managed to get as many people excited as he got upset, but he did that. And so I thought, you know what? There is so much going on in this world right now with regard to diversity at colleges and universities. Walmart just rolled back their DEI practices. Black shoppers are boycotting. They're trying to change up their commercial programming so that they have more people of color and name, facial and name, folks who are recognized by Black people to try to get Black folks back in the stores. It's a lot. It is a lot. And Lambert Fisher has been navigating this the news and giving us his perspective and educating and enlightening us for more than a year now. And I'm so glad that he is back on the show, joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Now, Lambert, for anybody who did not already listen, you got to give us a scoop on this latest podcast that's got everybody buzzing.
Well, thanks, Lynette. I appreciate it. And it has been a really healthy conversation. And it's a necessary one because there are a lot of things at stake that impact a lot of people as it relates to diversity, equity, inclusion. And a lot of it is fear-based, and people are trying to protect themselves and everybody else. And hopefully we can have a healthier conversation that makes some positive change.
Now, what was the title of the show? Because you've been doing the Diversity Duel for a while. You have thousands of listeners. Folks love the show. They share it. They hire you to come in and do diversity, equity, and inclusion workshops and seminars for their employees and their teachers at colleges and universities. And so you've got a lot of people, and folks always listen, but this week was a little bit something different. Tell us the title of the show so folks can find it easily, and what it's all about.
So the title of this particular episode of the Diversity Dude podcast was The Unnecessary Ban of DEI. And it's in response to whether it be Walmart rolling back DEI practices or even things related to all the way up with plans to ban DEI practices, positions, things like that, and people are getting scared. Not only for people getting afraid of what their job titles might be, but practically speaking, the effort to help bring appreciation, cultural awareness, and value to people of a variety of different cultural backgrounds is getting threatened if you can't talk about it. You can't have positions. You can't have initiatives. People are going to be losing grant funding for certain programs. It's getting everybody scared. And the question is, what do we do about it? A lot of times people assume that the main thing is people are racist, sexist, ageist, everything is cynicism, and they're actively fighting against the value of people who are not like them. Unfortunately, there are some of those people out there. You can't deny that. They won't deny that. They'll be front and center shouting to the rooftops about it. However, a lot of times the idea is, again, the negative, polarizing, shaming, and judging messages out there that says, hey, just because you're of a certain ethnic background, you are at fault for everything that's happening, and they actively want to ban that. They want to stop that, except the only problem is that's unnecessary. That's not what every DEI training is about. If they want to ban all the trainings that do all the polarizing, I get what they're coming from. Who wants to voluntarily be mandated to stand in front of a firing squad? Nobody wants that to happen, except what about the programs that actually encourage healthy diversity awareness, healthy cultural competence, valuing everyone for their cultural background, not just some, valuing everybody for their ethnicity, their race, not because that is the only thing that matters, but because it also matters. How can we help embrace appreciating every aspect of all of us, not talking about it at all? Because even if you ban the programs, diversity still exists. All you did was make it unsafe to talk about, which perpetuates the problem, and then we all lose because we can't appreciate the variety that makes us all better.
How can we appreciate that variety when we are always at each other's throats? Lambert, you know as well as I do, right now in this country, there's no middle ground. It's either one side or the other. How do we even begin to start coming together when everything is so polarizing right now?
Yeah, everything tends to be polarizing because the understanding is, the main message is, one person has to win. In order for one side to have to win, the other side has to lose. If we can only get one of our values heard, it's gonna be me. And everybody is vying for that same value. Except if we change the narrative and say, how can we recognize that diversity helps everybody feel heard? everybody feel understood, everybody feel welcome, that changes the conversation. How do we start that conversation? Well, you have to play into that. You feel like you're going to lose mindset, business-wise, individually-wise, leadership-wise. Help people realize that diversity actually enhances the business model. Diversity actually enhances leadership models. You want to get more productivity on your team? Appreciating diversity helps you get what you want. Make it personalized. Make it person-centered, such as, like, if you ban this, you're going to lose more than you think you're going to gain by banning it. You're going to lose some quality representation on your team. You're going to lose some creativity. You're going to lose some perspective. You're going to lose a lot of customers. If you realize that by banning it, in order to protect yourself, you're going to lose more than you gain. That can at least be a starting point. And then we're going to show in action how we can do so in the health. Because if they're saying, if my choice is I have to either be negative and polarizing or protect my business, people are going to protect themselves. When you realize that by appreciating adversity, you actually help them get more of what they want in a way that they haven't experienced before, changes the conversation.
All right. Now, here's the thing. When people start to look at compromising, folks think, oh, well, I lost. How do you get the I lost mentality out of the conversation? Because nobody wants to lose. People don't mind. I don't think people mind compromising necessarily, but folks don't want to lose. How do we get to the point where we don't want to look like we are losing? Because that's where it is. You know, when you even start to look like you might be thinking about compromising. Oh, you're giving in. Oh, you lost. Oh, you're going to let them have their way. Oh, you're going to let them do what it is they want to do. Well, you know, what about what you want? What about what you thought? And so, you know, folks are just digging their heels in.
Indeed. Indeed, a lot of this goes back to other scenarios where we can also see this, where if you go back to the Olympics, having won, try to get gold and then get silver and then get bronze, there's a hierarchy, there's a ranking, and we all promote it, we all shoot for it, and we encourage and celebrate the winners. But then there's those situations where on certain sports they can actually tie, or they can try to compete and then go further. When you have somebody actually, two people can be competing for the top spot and they agree to tie, some people cheer and say, great sportsmanship, and other people say, you gave up, you could have won. We need to promote some of that tie. We need to promote some of that we can both win. We can both get the medal. We can both achieve. And it starts at the top. We have to try to find a way to say that compromise isn't necessarily settling. Compromise can be a win-win more so than a win-lose. But in order to do that, we have to get a lot better at showing how we win. Not just the word win. Not just say, well, if you really think about it, you kind of didn't lose as much. No, if we sell how we win, if we get better at showing the results, our productivity. If you show a leader of a corporation, you get more money when you appreciate diversity. You get more customers. You keep more retention of the employees, of the best leaders on your team. If you show them the numbers, if you show them the results, if you show them the customer surveys, whatever trackable way you have to show it, there are ways to show. You may feel like you're losing because it's not in the way that you thought it would look, but the way that was that it really was a lot better than you expected, then it changes how things are done. And people say, oh, wait, that team is happier. That team is healthier. That team is more productive. They're getting more results. Maybe we should consider doing something different. Maybe it's not as much of a settling as I thought. But it will take more results than just words. But we have to take the initiative to get it that way.
All right, we got to take a quick commercial break. But Lambs, when we come back, I want you to tell me how it is that you did this podcast and you have just as many people who didn't like it as people who did. Usually you got an overwhelming number of people or something who like something, or you got an overwhelming number of people who don't like something. Somehow you got it split down the middle. What was Lambs Fisher talking about in this podcast? It's got everybody so in an uproar one way or the other. We'll continue our conversation with him when we come back. It is 12:50. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Continuing our conversation with Lambers Fisher on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Lambers, thank you so much for joining us. I know you have been all over the place, national as well as local news, with the bans on DEI, especially after your podcast. One of our most popular on ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com, the Diversity Dude podcast. This latest episode is called The Unnecessary Ban on DEI. It's got everybody talking, everybody sharing, everybody commenting on it. It's probably about 2 minutes away from going viral because it is such a hot topic right now that even my new producer, Lindsay, and I were talking during the commercial break. And, you know, she said something, Lambers, that I got to interrupt our intended conversation and ask, how do you address that scarcity mentality? Where if, you know, if you get it, then it must be taking something away from me. I tell people all the time, white men that I encounter, listen, if somebody's hiring me, they're hiring a black woman. You are not a black woman. My money is not your money. When they looking for a white man, they coming to get you. That's not my money. I don't need your money. My money belongs to me. This is my lane. This is where I live. You don't have to worry about me. I'm not taking white man's money. I get black woman's money.
So one of the things I talk about in my Diversity Made Simple trainings is the whole concept is trying to have a positive and encouraging perspective as opposed to the polarizing and punitive one. And one of the times this comes up is that conversation about privilege and the wage gap, as an example. And people say, well, I don't have the same privilege, or I don't have any kind of privilege just because of my ethnicity or gender or things like that. I have to work for a living just as much as anybody else. And so this idea is that you can have the wage gap broken down by one clear example. There's a lot more details to it, but the idea is, let's say you have a finite amount of money in the company, and men get paid more than women. They're not necessarily trying to, not necessarily how it was designed per se, but that's how it turns out to be. The wage gap, men get paid more than women. The idea is that if the man says, well, yeah, I may feel bad for you a little bit, but in order for you to get paid more, that means I need to get paid less. And see, I didn't do anything wrong. I shouldn't have to lose what I have in order to help you. So while I plead for your cause, I can't support that cause. I can't support that wage equality, anything on the DEI spectrum, because if I support that, that means I'm losing what I have, except there's a catch. Sure, one option is, in order for you to get paid more, I need to get paid less. But what about option B? What about, in order for you to get paid more, we find new ways, new initiatives to get more money in the company, and that money is earmarked to bridging the unnecessary gap in our pay. I don't lose a single dime in order for you to get the same money that you're worth for all the work that you do, just as good, if not better than mine, and that way I don't lose you to have to win. The only thing I lose is the lead over you that was never earned in the first place. And if my goal is to maintain a lead that was not earned, then I lose my argument altogether. But that's the idea. There's a scarcity mindset that is rampant, that in order for me to support you, I have to lose something, and it's not necessarily the case. And the more ways we can promote, we can all win, we can all eat, we can all benefit, then that can have a healthier benefit long term.
All right. My phone is blowing up. Folks want to know how they can get in touch with you. Let's talk about that before we go on to the next thing. We've got a few more minutes. I've got a couple of teachers and a superintendent who want to know how they can get you to their school and in their classrooms. I know you were just in South Washington County after the substitute teacher put his knee on the neck of a student in a classroom, and those pictures went viral, and that became a national story. South Washington County Schools reached out to Lambers to come and do a training for their school social workers and counselors, as well as their county social workers, so that they can address the trauma that these students experienced in a classroom, witnessing that, and then some of the students who saw it online, and then how the schools can react to that. And so, Lambers, I just heard so many positive things, because this is a district where I live, from the educators who were in that training. But, you know, I just need to know, folks need to know how they can reach you, because they want some more of that in their schools, in their classrooms, and in their workplaces.
Absolutely. It's a great opportunity to get a chance to speak to leaders in various different fields, helping create culturally safe environments, not just for those who they serve, the students, the customers, whatever the case may be, but also for the leaders themselves to interact healthily. And anybody who is interested in doing that, I'm happy to help out and help can provide the language, let alone the trainings and the strategies for how to do that. People can reach out to me in two different ways. One, my name, LambrisFisher.com. But unless you know what a Lambris is, that might be hard to remember. So you can also reach me at DiversityMadeSimple.com. And trying to make it simple, trying to make it positive. DiversityMadeSimple.com, you can find out about my book that gives a lot of these strategies. Find out about my training online or live, whatever the case may be. I try to make it as accessible as possible so that we can all benefit from it and start making it safe to talk about these things, because the more we talk about it in a healthy way, the more ideas we can all come up with to make everybody feel culturally safe, seen not just a small group of people, not just those people complaining about it, but that we can all feel culturally seen, valued for our similarities and our differences.
And I just appreciate you so much for being on this show, for taking the time to explain it, for giving us basically trainings through your podcast that are absolutely free. We should be paying you for what you are teaching us through the Diversity Dude podcast. And folks can find that anywhere they get their podcasts, Apple, Spotify. There's also video on YouTube. If you look up Lambris, you'll find it there. And the latest episode is the Unnecessary Ban on DEI. Lambris Fisher, thank you for joining us on the Shaletta Show.
My pleasure. Thank you, Shaletta.
And you have a great weekend and happy holidays to you, sir. Now, listen, y'all don't go anywhere. I am live at We Rock the Spectrum in Woodbury, an indoor playground for kids with autism. It is absolutely free today. They've got lunch. They've got clowns. You can come by, say hi to me. My kids are here. They would love to meet you, and I would love to see your kids. So come on down, hang out with us at We Rock the Spectrum in Woodbury, and hang out with us on the radio, because we got two more hours of the Shaletta Show coming up.